I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, it's Sprague here. Really appreciate you listening. You're about to get some podcast excellence. It's presented by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
You know, you might think about taking Jesus Christ as your savior instead of fooling around with all this stuff.
Ah, Jesus.
This is Dirt and Sprague.
I like him very much. He no help.
Trying to say Jesus Christ can't hit a curveball?
With Andy Dirt Johnson and Brendan Sprague.
What the hell's going on out here?
Well, Nuke's scared because his eyelids are jammed and his old man's here. We need a live rooster? We need a live rooster to take the curse off Jose's glove, and nobody seems to know what to get Millie or Jimmy for their wedding present.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
That's all we got? One damn hit?
You can't say damn on the air.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
The Fan.
The summer wind.
Hey, let's do this. Final hour, Dirt and Sprague on Portland Sports Leader, 1080 The Fan. Hope your Fridays are going well. Beautiful outside. Sprague in the line, bottom of the hour. Somebody, Michael texting in. Wait, are we still allowed to make fun of Sprague even if he's not here? You're damn right we are. It's always okay to make fun of Sprague. We got Tim Taylor hanging out here.
Need to make more fun of him because he's not here.
Yeah, that's the way it goes. If you're not here, that's the way it works. When I wasn't here, I was on vacation in Mexico, and you dug up like a cover letter and resume for me.
That was just random.
That's like a week's worth of content, man.
I was cleaning out a desk drawer and said, oh, man, look what I found.
What is this? Okay. What's up, Tim? How you doing, buddy?
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt the flow, because I'm sure you've got a flow going on
today. Dude, you're good, man. How you doing, Tim Taylor?
I'm good. It's good to see you guys. Hey, Swag. I just popped in because I heard there's no drinking on my show.
You guys don't do drinking on 99.5 The Wolf?
I can't remember the last time.
It's a country station. Half the songs are about drinking.
First of all, it's against FCC rules, so I'm not going to actually say I've ever done it. But if I ever would have done it, it's been too long. Did I get around that?
I think so, yeah.
But if there was going to be drinking on a show, I heard this would be the show that it would be on.
We're sampling. We're not drinking.
Yeah, this isn't like, okay, this is tasteful drinking, okay? This is very elegant.
We're sampling.
Our pinkies are up over here.
This is educational.
This isn't a pound fest on a Friday, you know what I mean?
This is, you know, like hound dogs. You know, I'm like that with alcohol. Like, I can be within just a half a mile or so, and if there's any booze around, because I don't usually pop in around this time.
You smelled some Irish whiskey down the hallway.
I just feel like there may be, if there's going to be some drinking on a show, it's the Dirt and Sprague show right now, and I ran down here, and sure enough, there's some Irish whiskey going around here, I hear.
Yeah, yes. Cody texted in and said, come on, guys, I'm still on the clock. Don't start with the whiskey yet. I think you just need to leave work. I don't know if that's good advice or not, but get the hell out of there and go pour yourself a whiskey.
We're trying to do a public service so we can sample these and give you our recommendation for which bottle to hunt down on your way home from work so you're prepared for the weekend.
So remind everybody, Swigart, of how this came, because this is a swag thing. He does this for us.
I was looking around, and I came across this site called Flaviar, FLAVIAR.com, and
Flaviar,
something like that. Anyway, so it's a service you sign up for. So once a quarter, then you select a tasting box. So it's three different types of a similar sort of whiskey, or there's a theme to it or something. And then there's a credit, and they can supply, you know, you can order stuff, hard to find whiskeys. They have something called the Vault. Which is the rare or super expensive. Now, I've perused the Vault. Maybe Tim Taylor with his, because he's running three radio stations around here.
Yeah, he's doing like 30 shows all over the country. He's in the Vault, man.
More for the Vault, though, right?
But if you want to spend $1,500, $3,000 on a bottle of hooch, then yeah.
Okay. That's where you go?
That's where you go.
Have you ever done that? Have you ever been with, like, you know, one of your bros that's, like, got some coin or wants to act like he's got some coin, and you're at a place and he goes, hey, I'm going to buy you a $100 shot of this, you know, scotch. Have you done? Have you ever had, like, a $100
shot? I have had
that
happen. Yes.
Yeah.
It's awkward.
It is.
Yeah.
And I haven't. I just never remember going, okay, I've got to up my game, because I don't think I drink enough quality alcohol to really appreciate $100 or $150 or $200 sure. shot of booze. I'm like, hey, Jose, sure, I'm in.
Yeah, it sounds good to me.
Right?
It also depends on what time of the night it comes in, too. Like, am I towards the end of the night?
Where I was pretty snockered when I tried.
You get to that point, it all tastes the same, man. There's no difference.
That's what it was.
But if you do it early on in the night, like, hey, let's start out with something really classy, then I think I would be able to tell the difference.
I can remember an occasion or two where somebody bought a really expensive shot of, like, tequila, and, you know, I wasn't hammered yet. I'm like, oh, my gosh.
I've done that. We were at a Christmas party one time. One of our corporate Christmas parties, and I did that for the dudes that were there. I don't know if you were there, but, like, my favorite scotch, and so I did in a restaurant. It's not $100 bottle, but I think I don't know what
they're a little spendy,
$20 or $25 per glass.
Right.
Then I did that for guys.
Oh, there you go.
So
It's nice to be that guy every now and then too.
Every once in a while, it's like, you know what?
It's nice to be around that guy every once in a while.
You want to know that guy? It's like, it's like knowing a guy that owns a boat. You know, like, hey, can I go on your boat this weekend?
Exactly. I called one of my best friends. I haven't seen him in years. I saw pictures. Yeah. I'm like, you're posting pictures of you and your boat on the river. I haven't called you in 10 years.
What are you doing on Saturday, man? You want to take it out? Let's go for a spin.
I didn't mean to derail the show. I got to go do mine, but I love you guys.
It's Friday at 2 o'clock, and we're about ready to sample our second Irish whiskey.
Yeah.
Go for it.
I already got
booze all day long, guys. But
my boss is on vacation today, so.
Oh, the boss is on vacation?
Today and Monday. Live it up.
Look at that. We can really let it go on the final hour then, huh? How about that?
Guy's going, honey, I'm glad we were late today. Listen to those clowns.
There is no authorities listening to the show. This is phenomenal news.
I'm basically in charge of the fan right now.
Oh, God. Hell yeah. Let's keep pouring them. All right. What do we got here? What's number two here, Swigard?
Number two. This is Hyde, a 6-year-old number 4 rum cask finish.
Rum cask.
So it's on the initial.
What do you think about that, Tim?
We'll have.
It's got alcohol in it, right?
a biscuit and vanilla note on the tongue with a little mango and apricot in the finish.
That's good. That is really good.
What's that run a bottle?
I'll have to look. Hang on. Let me look. And
does that taste expensive? Does that taste like something your friend with the boat would buy you?
That tastes like somebody on a boat. Yeah, like that's boat Irish whiskey right there. Now, what's your favorite kind of Irish whiskey? Do you have a favorite? Yeah,
I drink. You know, I'm a sour mash guy.
This
is how cheap a date Tim Taylor is.
I mean, order a glass of Evan Williams and call it a day.
The finer stuff, you know, here and there. Like, you know, I like Makers and. I like a lot. Jim Beam. There's always a bottle of Jim Beam at my house.
Yeah.
It's just, I'm a chameleon. My buddy, is that the right word? My buddy, when I was, you know, was younger, that's all he drank. So we just drank Jim Beam all the time. And, you know, it's like, you know what, $35 at Costco for like a half gallon.
Right. You get one of those jumbo bottles.
I love it.
On their website listing, $66.99 for the bottle.
That's not bad. I'd buy you $66.
It's right in the sweet spot.
Yeah. It's not egregious, but something that maybe you'd want to have for more of a special occasion and not your everyday guzzler.
Somebody texted in, said I was at Beaver, Oregon at 7:30 in the morning, way out east on 126. Met a guy that asked me if I knew where the liquor store was because he wanted to buy a $700 bottle of bourbon that was being released from there. He drove from Salem just to go get it. Whew, that's intense.
That State Line Liquor Store, Hayden Island, has some stuff that's really hard to get because I'm always buying stuff there for my buddies that live up north. Like Blanton. If you have Blanton, it's really good stuff.
The really good stuff, yeah.
This is hard to get. They sell that. You get a few bottles here and there. But, yeah, I'm a whiskey guy.
Somebody texting that bottle of scotch costs one alimony payment. Hey-o. Yeah, it sounds about right. That was really good. That's got a good finish, good flavor.
So, the first one, J.J. Corey goes for $78.99.
Interesting. I like this one better than the first one. So you get a little more bang for your buck right there.
There you go.
A little cheaper.
I would buy you guys, like, you know, if you were coming over, I'd buy an $80 bottle.
You'd buy me a nice bottle?
Well, I remember we went down to Bandon, and I, like, my favorite American whiskey isn't even bourbon. It's Stranahan's Colorado Whiskey, which is totally unique. It's an American single malt.
I had never had it before until that trip.
And so those run $65 a bottle. We went when we had our Bandon trip, I got a bottle for everybody, and it's like, let's go.
It was good.
It just set the mood.
I'm a Tennessee guy, not a Kentucky guy. That's kind of my thing.
It comes sour mash is a little sweet for me.
Yeah, that's my thing, you know?
Like,
know.
I'm more of the straight bourbon. Now, my everyday drinking bourbon is Old Forester.
You know what? That's not bad stuff.
Old Forester's great. It makes a great Manhattan. It's okay. It's got enough going on with it to sip if you just want.
I mean, you guys know me well enough.
19 bucks
anything.
A bottle.
Yeah, it's
and there you go. Right?
I tend like to be in the same department for the most part. Yeah, it's just, I mean, I'm not too picky, but
yeah, I don't want. Here's my thing: is I always just tell people, don't go well if you're gonna drink. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. If you're gonna have a handful of drinks, like when I bartended for years, I'd be like, you know, for 50 cents, your head won't hurt as much tomorrow. If we step you up, to, you know, even Jimmy
just
Beam.
Just a little bit. It's classy.
Now the Jim Beam, the Jim Beam Black.
Yeah, black's good.
Jim Beam Black.
Yeah,
you can drink that.
Yeah, Jim Beam Black.
Time.
It's good stuff.
And I will. Love you,
you know, matter of fact, it's funny you said that because what's on sale, I will buy it. Because once again, back to what a cheap bastard.
You just mentioned Potter's, and that gave me an immediate headache.
Doesn't it?
That was like automatic.
I remember meeting
like gagged a little bit.
My wife for the first time, and she's a vodka gal. I don't know about your gal swag, but she would drink. You know, listen, hey, a couple drinks, I'm gonna kill you. I'm not dogging on it. I mean, I've been there. I bought Evan Williams in a pinch. You know what I'm saying? But she would drink like those cheap flavored vodkas. Like a fifth was like $8, and I go. And she goes, oh, my head hurts so bad. I go, this is why.
No. Yeah. Step up a little bit. I mean,
even Smirnoff is going to get you out of the basement. Yeah. You know what
like
I mean?
Sky Vodka is not that much more expensive.
She likes Sky. Now she's into Tito's. Tito's is the thing.
Yeah. Okay, Tito's is good.
Tito's is hot right now. But with Sky, I used to get Sky a lot. It's just anything that's been distilled more than like once. Probably a good way to go. Dude, I'm not kidding.
Pearl vodka,
that
another
is so
one.
True.
Just a small step up. Yeah. Get yourself the $15 a bottle. And
get
you'll
up
be okay.
$15-$20. You know, look, think about it. If you drink half as much, you're still spending the same amount of booze on booze.
That is so good. Somebody remind the people. And by the way, do you still have the bottles in there in Swigard? Because they come in like the little mini bottles when you get the
So they give you they send you like, I don't know, it's like a 3 ounce or 4 ounce thing to sample. So you could do it with it's set up so you could have, you know, a friend or something and you can all sample
or enjoy it all to yourself.
Or you know, hey, no shame on that either. So I'll remind people the names of them and then I'll tweet out a picture here so people can go see it.
So the first one, JJ Corey, the Gale Batch number 2. The second one, Hyde, 6-year-old number 4 rum cask finish.
And I like the second one a little bit better. Is there one now? We have one more?
We got one more at 2:30 when we sprague the line.
I'll be back.
There you go. We'll tweet them out. Keep your fake sponsors rolling in 503-250-1080. We didn't get to the NFL stuff or the baseball headlines there, but the whiskey drinking has commenced. Happy Friday, everybody. Back after this on 1080 The Fan. We're having fun on Friday. Thanks for being with us. 216. Tim Taylor's always good for one stop in. Walking through the hallways.
It's Friday.
It's Friday, man. We're having fun. PGA Championship on. Got that going. Good NHL day. Big NBA games going on. Quick update. Let me take a look at this. Halftime, Memphis leading Oklahoma City 63-60. So they're hanging on. They're trying to hold on to that 8 seed. San Antonio already won today, 119-111 over Utah.
Predators and Yotes going to overtime, tied at 3.
I am so overwhelmed right now. Like somebody asked me about my sports pants last night. They're full. I'm like, there's so many things going on at the same time. It's awesome, especially during the day. Like you just don't get this usually. Somebody almost just hold out.
Who did he hold out? What was that?
This is awesome. I'm loving it. Well, spring line coming up bottom of the hour. Get your fake sponsors in 503-250-1080.
Tiger's teeing off.
Tigers? Yeah,
oh, he's on the 2.
Yeah, he parred the first hole. So he's on number 2. So you got that feature group going on. We're trying to keep an eye on all of it. There's a lot going on in the world of sports. Let's get to the NFL, shall we? Their COVID date to opt out for the upcoming season.
That was yesterday at 1.
Was yesterday. It ended up being, they said initially 62. I think it up to 69.
Oh, okay. There were a few more. I saw 66 was the number initially saw.
I thought I saw Mort tweet today. The final number was 69, so maybe late ones came trickling in. If you're wondering the team most affected by it, it's pretty obvious. It's the New England Patriots who had 8 players opt out.
Including Dante Hightower and Patrick Chung, two big cogs from that defensive unit.
No doubt about it. There was a list that came out on USA Today that ranked the teams most affected by it. And I thought it was interesting because I hadn't really tracked. You hear the names, but you don't really put it all together. The other teams in the top 5, New England, clearly the number 1 team most affected. Number 2 was Buffalo. Star Lutulele and E.J. Gaines both opting out. Defensive lineman in a corner, so they lost a couple of key players there. You had the Denver Broncos lose Juwan James and Kyle Pecco, so they lost a starter on the offensive line and an interior defensive lineman. The Giants, of course, as we know, Nate Solder, who opted out. Number five was interesting to me, too, because I didn't quite connect the dots here, too. Devin Funchess, who opted out for the Green Bay Packers, that was really the only upgrade they made at wide receiver this offseason.
Yep.
They, of course, didn't draft a guy in the first round. They took Jordan Love instead, and even made this article wonder, are they going to put Jordan Love at wide receiver occasionally this year, which, dear Lord, good luck with that. But Devin Funchess, their big acquisition this offseason, opted out. So a handful of teams going to be affected by it. It's just weird with these circumstances.
I saw three teams had no players opt out, the Steelers, Chargers, and Falcons, I believe. So not a surprise for the Steelers. I think the other two are just, you know, coincidence.
Right. And that's going to happen from time to time.
But the culture and Mike Tomlin and everything there with the Steelers, you just kind of – expect that.
Right. The other one affected that I thought was a little underrated was Kansas City. They lost a starting offensive lineman. And then, as we mentioned a couple of days ago, Damian Williams, who was a big part of that offense.
Yeah. I thought the interesting part, though, was nearly half the players, I think it was 31, were linemen, 20 offensive linemen, 11 defensive linemen.
Yeah.
And so, you know, a position that is probably doesn't have enough NFL talent to go around to all 32 teams. If you want to look at where one or two injuries in the course of a season are just devastating, it's those positions.
Yeah, no doubt. And then that was, I think, the biggest health scare for the bigger guys, right? You're a little more at risk. So I totally get it. I think Russell Okung was a player who came out and said he was considered just retiring. You know, it's not worth it anymore. I don't want to play.
Chance Warmack was the only Seahawk, I think, an offensive lineman. So.
Yeah, they lost an offensive lineman as well. So there's an update on the NFL. The official number came in. We had a true or false question on that Tuesday. Came in a little under, I think you said 100.
I said 100. I thought there might be a big influx late, but
wasn't the case. 69, so not too bad. Only three teams, as Swag mentioned, didn't have a player that opted out. Let's get to a couple of tough stories out of Major League Baseball as we just kind of jam in a couple of headlines here. Did you see
baseball stuff?
Not really happy baseball stuff, though, unfortunately. Although there are happy baseball stories out there. Did you see the story out of Oakland last night?
I saw the headline, and I just said, I'm just avoiding it.
I don't want to do this.
I don't want to know.
So Ryan Christensen is a bench coach for the Oakland A's, and the A's won yesterday, and the team was walking off the field, and of course there's no high fives. You can't touch hands or do any of that kind of stuff. All their protocols are in place. So teams are coming up with different ways to celebrate. Some of the funny videos have actually been walk-off home runs where teams jump around and stuff.
Yeah, I saw the Braves. So they all got around where the grass cuts to the dirt around the plate. And so they all were on the grass edge around, and he came in, and then they were all jumping around.
Can't get within 6 feet of a guy. It's just weird, but everybody's trying to make best out of it. So one of the things you can't do is high five after the game. Of course, you go through the line. Everybody high fives. Everybody walk off the field. Bada bing, bada boom, you won. Ryan Christensen is the bench coach for the A's, and he did what appeared to be a Heil Hitler Nazi salute. So they had, everybody was kind of putting their elbows out. They've been doing like elbow bumps, which is kind of the new in thing since we can't shake hands anymore. And Christensen goes like straight arm out, and he like holds it up as the players are walking off the field. There was an A's player that like immediately grabbed his arm and like bent his elbow. Like, no, that's not how we do it. And they bumped elbows, and
so
then he
was
walked
it
off.
Just an awkward thing where a guy was trying to mimic, but he was an older guy and didn't understand it, or...
Yeah, so his excuse, I mean, he just said he had like a moment of, it was not meaning to do it. I actually believe him. I doubt that this guy's
an awkward older
guy
trying to fit in with the young crowd and didn't quite understand what was going on.
He had an excuse of doing some like karate chop kind of thing, and that's what he was trying to do with his hand.
He was trying to kung fu fight.
And basically, and then he said when the player walked off, it was one of the relief pitchers, I think it's Liam Hendricks, I believe, had told him like, dude, you're doing like a Nazi thing. And he was like, oh, because then he redid it after Hendricks walked off, and then he did it again. And so he's like, oh, I didn't even realize I was doing that. And he did the motion. These are one of those things, like, I'm glad that he apologized. He showed that's kind of a weird look, but I don't know. I doubt that there's a Nazi on the A's bench
believe
staff.
That at this point. Yeah. How old is he?
He looks like a younger, I mean, not super old. He looks 40-something, I'd guess, 50?
I'm hoping that that's the case. I will give him the benefit of the doubt, if, especially if there's nothing in his history to indicate that he's
he's a neo-Nazi
rocker.
Yeah.
Or that he's John Rocker.
It's just, you imagine, though, the Major League Baseball PR staff, after everything they've been through for 2 weeks, you're sitting around on a Thursday night, and that's your leading headline in the world of baseball. Like, dude, what are we doing here,
Jason,
man?
Jason Day, back-to-back birdies. He's at 7-under.
Jason Day getting it going. So that was a story. The other negative news out of the baseball world today.
Yeah, this is the bigger concern.
It felt like things were trending in the right direction, and every team today was going to be playing. This is because the Marlins are now back. Everybody's playing. The Marlins, by the way, keep winning. It's kind of crazy. We got to keep an eye on them, I guess, but they keep winning.
Yeah, they got half a minor league ball club.
They do. They can't lose.
Sweeping doubleheaders.
Although it
was with the Orioles, which is...
Touche. Very, you know, very fair point.
Let's see when they play the Nats or somebody.
Yeah, so the Cardinals were the last team we were waiting on to return, and they were scheduled to play the Cubs tonight, starting a series, because all of their stuff seemingly had been worked out.
Not so fast, my friend.
Not so fast. They had a player that tested positive for COVID today, so back into the lockdown. The game has been postponed. Sounds like they're going to try some rapid-fire testing and attempt to get a game in tomorrow. They are scheduled, side note, for television viewing, to be the Sunday night baseball game this week, so... That's a fun thing to do for ESPN.
Yeah.
But the Cardinals now back into quarantine for how long? We don't know, but we were that close to getting all 30 Major League Baseball teams playing again.
Yeah, you just better hope another team doesn't come down. So far, it seems to be isolated there on the eastern half of the United States.
It does,
I haven't heard much from the West Coast, which is good.
It seems like everybody in the AL West and NL West have been solid so far.
So hopefully it'll keep going.
But yeah, it's tough, man. It's been a rough 2 weeks for them trying to get this thing going, and you knew that outbreaks were going to happen. I don't quite...
You hope college football and the NFL are watching what's going on with baseball, because if you're not creating a bubble, you can have a bubble around your team, mm-hmm. and when you're in your facility and everybody's at home, that sort of thing. But for some reason, the minute you go as a group somewhere else and you don't have all of the consciousness of what you're doing, we all do that when we travel, even when we travel for business. When you find out with your company, hey, we're taking a trip to here or there, what are the first things you do? Oh, is there a ball game going on? What are the cool restaurants?
Right. Is there a bar nearby the hotel?
Exactly. It's like, all right, I'm out of my element, so I can be free and loose a little bit. That's the mentality we have in this country, no matter what your profession is. So you hope football is learning from seeing baseball, no matter how careful or conscious of it that you are. You just, when you go on the road, you have to be even more conscious because you don't have control of your surroundings.
Which is the scary part for me, in a whole nother tangent on college football, because I think their protocols say that they're going to test on Wednesdays of game weeks. It's like, okay, are we trusting college kids on Thursday and Friday to not go out to bars and do stuff and parties? And
well, the other thing is, even if you test on Friday, is we're seeing how long does it take to turn around results? That's the trick.
You've had false negatives for some, or false positive. You just had a story about Matthew Stafford.
Yeah.
You see that one where they said tested positive, and his wife wrote an op-ed or whatever it was, because said they were shamed in public because she was going out, but they were waiting for conclusive results, and he never ended up having it.
And so that's the trick: is when do you have to do? You need to set it up so you are getting. You know, can you test Friday morning and get results back Friday evening so you feel as comfortable as possible that when you step on those fields on Saturdays, you're not putting people at risk any more than you can know?
Right. So the Cardinals had another player test positive today. Their game that was supposed to return to baseball today was postponed. We'll wait and see the latest on that. The only positive in there for me, at least, it wasn't a new team. We already knew the Cardinals were dealing with this, so at least there wasn't an outbreak on another team, because we've dealt with it now with the Marlins and the Cardinals. So you hope it stays, you know, localized there, and everybody else is continuing to do what they need to do. But there's a couple of baseball stories for you. Let's get back to having fun. Get your fake sponsors in, 503-250-1080. That is the fan text line. We will Sprague the line, give you some winners, hopefully, for the upcoming weekend. We'll do it next.
Spragging the line.
Spragging the line.
Spragging the line.
Spragging the line.
Well done. Well done. Spragging the line brought to you by Streaks. With Dirt being married for 2 weeks, he's officially been married longer than a Sprague winning streak. That's probably true. Sprague and the Line brought to you by social media. Nothing screams I listen to AM radio like IG and TikTok. Sprague and the Line brought to you by NSYNC versus...
Wait, can we still do TikTok?
I don't know. I've never done TikTok.
No, but I thought...
I know. It was like we weren't allowed. It was supposed to get banned, and then it was sold. I'm not quite sure.
Just checking.
I digress. Sprague and the Line brought to you by NSYNC versus Backstreet Boys. Just like these picks, nobody's a winner in the end. Other than the Backstreet Boys. Sprague and the Line brought to you by PGA Golf. You'll have an easier time finding a Sprague win than morning golf on TV. Yeah, I mean, yeah, there's some truth to that. Sprague and the Line brought to you by Brandon. When you want to place a bet and not win a lot of money, call Mr. Limited. Understanding the over-under.
Mr. Unlimited.
Mr. Limited. Sprague and the Line brought to you by a shot of mouthwash. Forget scotch. That's the only drink Sprague will be able to afford after his losses this weekend. Sprague and the Line brought to you by Irish Whiskey. Hell, can't do any worse than Brandon. Yeah, should we ask this one what its picks are for the weekend? Could probably go 2-1, I bet. Sprague and the Line brought to you by the Memphis Grizzlies. Did Sprague bet on them? I don't know. I didn't get a look at his picks. Sprague and the Line brought to you by Hound Dogs and Tim Taylor. Always more reliable, a reliable sniffing out a win than a Sprague pick.
We need more dogs.
Sprague and the Line brought to you by Mr. Unlimited. The only thing worse is the nickname is Sprague's Unlimited Horrible Gambling Advice.
Mr. Unlimited.
Oh, that's good stuff. All right, before we get to our picks, we have Irish Whiskey number 3 here.
Yes.
What is this one?
This is the Jack Ryan Beggar's Bush 12-year-old.
That's a great name.
It is. So this is going to have fruit orange zest up front with some tropical notes. And then you get a little oaky vanilla finish.
Okay. I'm going to put some picks in before I take my sip of it.
That's fine.
But it gets a couple of picks in. I don't know how you're feeling about stuff. There's no odds out for tomorrow. I'm keeping an eye on that Clipper-Blazer game because I'm wondering what that line's going to be.
Yeah, I think that's they're waiting to see who from the Clippers is going to play.
Yes. I am, though. I'll start with golf. So I placed 3 bets before the tournament started. Ricky Fowler, that one, breaking news, not going well. Did you see him duff a putt today?
I heard about it. I did not see it.
So he missed a putt. You know, it was, 4 inches from the hole, something like that. And he was doing the weird, straddling over somebody's line. And he duffed, the top of the ball, and it rolled a quarter inch. He was like, okay, that basically sums up your weekend.
Yeah.
The other 2 bets I put in, though, were Brooks and Tiger. Tiger, just because it's fun, and Brooks, he's won it back-to-back years. I am going to double down. I love the way that he's playing right now. His odds, I got him at plus 900 before it started. It's all the way down, I believe, all the way down to plus 250 now. So people are jumping on this, but I love the way Brooks is playing. I think he's locked in. We know his history in major championships. He's won this tournament back-to-back years now. He has the length to overpower certain aspects of this course, especially the wind if it's blowing in your face. Short game's dialed in. I'm going to double down and take Brooks Koepka for the weekend.
Boy, Jason Day right now is at plus 650. Mm-hmm. And boy, he looks like his back is cooperating with him. He's just piping drives. If he can get a hot putter, this seems real good, and that's pretty good money right now for him making an early charge here in round 2.
Yeah. I'm going to throw a 4-team hockey money line parlay at you.
Oh, boy.
You ready for this bad boy? Now, we have one game is already in the third period. Pittsburgh and Montreal are playing right now, right?
Yes, they are.
And it's 0-0?
They've gone to the second intermission. It is scoreless.
Okay, still 0-0. So I'm going to throw Pittsburgh in there on the money line. The puck line's still 1.5. I'm not touching that in a third period. Maybe you get an empty netter. But I'm throwing Pittsburgh in there. Elimination game for them. I think they have the talent to overcome it. Same thing going for Edmonton. Not touching the puck line, but I'm taking the money line in the parlay. Edmonton facing elimination against Chicago. Toronto, how they lost yesterday, I don't know. They had that game under control, end up losing in overtime. I think they bounce back today. I'm going to take the Maple Leafs, and then I'm taking your Vancouver Canucks, I think are playing really well. Their young guys are dialed in right now.
Yes.
So I'm going Vancouver, Toronto, Edmonton, Pittsburgh, hockey parlay.
Ooh, that's pretty good. I really like the Canucks. I was a little concerned after that opener that the Wilds, and they had a little more experience, and they got real physical with them, and all those youngsters for the Canucks, were they ready to understand that it was a – I mean – it might not be officially the playoffs, but it's the playoffs. It's win or go home.
Right.
And they responded very well. And now they're starting to get be able to create space, create open ice for them to skate and do their thing. I still think they're a little slight on the back line, but Jack Hughes, who could win the Calder Trophy, first rookie with three assists in a playoff game since I don't know when.
Yeah.
So I think that's money well spent.
Yeah. So that's my hockey parlay. And then I need to ask you something.
Okay.
Because you have steered me in the right direction so far. But I know nothing about their opponent. Now, I have been riding your Timbers heater.
Yes.
They play Orlando City on Tuesday in the MLS's back championship.
Do I
ride your heater? Or how are we feeling about that matchup?
Yes. Ride the heater. Now, okay. Minnesota concerned me. Because Minnesota kicked the Timbers' ass in the season opener way back in March here at Providence Park, and they were, it wasn't close.
Not good.
It wasn't a pretty opener.
Okay.
And they were looking like the team, but Orlando City's been kind of the Cinderella team here throughout this. But from what I saw, I thought the Philadelphia Union match was going to be a little bit tougher. For Portland, but their ability to score early, scoring offset pieces, they're working it around. Blanco's been unbelievable throughout this tournament. They got away in the game before that with resting Valeri, bringing him off the bench. And so the defense has held up. So they got to mark Nani. Now, Nani's a guy who has played extensively over in Europe. He's at the end of his career. He's like a David Beckham and all those sorts of guys. But so they're going to have to find a way to make sure he doesn't get a lot of open space. Portland is the slight favorite, plus 155, Orlando City at plus 160. I would not be surprised if this goes to penalty kicks, in which case the draw at plus 260, which has to do with regulation.
Ah,
because they don't have extra time. They're going
right.
It might be different for the final game. Maybe they'll play 30 minutes of overtime.
Okay.
But I think the way that it's always been set up, because they don't want to kill these guys out there in that Orlando Heat, was if it's tied at the end of 90 minutes plus stoppage time, you go directly to penalty kicks. So the draw.
Yeah, that'll be interesting to see if that's different for the championship, because the other games have gone that way.
But no, I expect Portland to be holding a trophy on Tuesday night.
Okay, well, I'm going to ride your heater. So throw the Timbers into my picks at plus 155 for Tuesday night. You mentioned the slight favorite over Orlando City. We will take a little sample here in the commercial break. Jack Ryan, shout out. And we got some poll questions to answer. The open-ended question for the final segment is, what are you most excited for this weekend? Because we got a Blazer doubleheader. We got major championship golf. We got elimination Stanley Cup playoff games. We got Major League Baseball continuing. It's going to be a busy week. And what are you most excited for? We'll close up, answer the poll questions next on The Fan. There you go, fist pumping your way into the weekend every Friday. 2:46, primetime coming up top of the hour. Tiger just lipped out a par putt on the third hole, so he's back to one under. Leader still at 8. Jason Day's got it going. Brooksy already 2 under, I believe, through 4 holes today. Xander Schauffele's playing really well. Xander Schauffele's got a lot of top 10, 11s in the last couple of years in majors. He's flirting. He's going to get over the hump at some point. It is fun to think about what's coming up this weekend. So it's a busy night tonight in sports. You get day 2 of the PGA Championship. You got a whole slate of NBA games going on. There's NHL games on all day. A lot of them, as we just mentioned in Sprague and Line, that are elimination games. Both 5 seeds, I don't know how closely people follow hockey, but both 5 seeds in the 5-12 matchup are facing elimination. One of them about to go to the third period. That's Pittsburgh against Montreal. The other is Edmonton and Chicago. And that game starts in about an hour, it looks like. It's game 4 of that series.
That'll be 3:45 on NBC Sports Network.
And you already got 2 teams that are eliminated today. The Panthers were eliminated, and the Predators were both eliminated.
Yeah, Predators go down in OT.
Yeah, that's tough, man. So Arizona and the New York Islanders both advancing to the
official playoff.
And the Yotes
were the 11th seed in the West.
That's the beautiful thing about hockey. They're running a promo right now, if you watch NHL games, of to the certain extent of like, this is the year, like that wild things can happen. You don't know who can win. And we've had that debate about the NBA. Like, it will be that kind of bubble playoff season where you get a random 6 seed versus a 5 seed in the NBA finals. And we'll see. The NBA usually tends to be the cream rises to the top. The NHL is like this almost every year, but now you're adding 11 and 12 seeds, maybe advancing. It's amazing, man.
The Blackhawks Because they still have some veteran. I mean, they still have Duncan
Keith
and Crawford now in net. So they're scary. And all those young rookies are starting to play. That DeBrinket kid.
Yeah.
Whew.
Yeah.
And Kubalik.
Yeah, Kubalik had, 5 points in the opener?
Yeah.
I'm sure this is going way over some people's heads. But
they're looking like they might have another run in them before Taves and Kane hang it up.
Could be. I saw Emily Kaplan, who's a great NHL writer for ESPN, had a tweet this morning saying kind of a doomsday scenario for the league. But this is also, again, the beautiful part about hockey. Think of the marquee players that could end up getting bounced just today in the opening round. You could have Sidney Crosby lose in game 4.
Yeah, with him and Malkin.
Right. Austin Matthews is facing elimination tonight. Later, Connor McDavid facing elimination. Drysdale. Like all these young faces of the league that could
Edmonton
be eliminated.
I don't know. I can't figure out why Edmonton. I don't get it. I don't know if they're defense. I don't know if it's a system thing. But you see the individual brilliance of so many of their guys, and it's like, why are they not just running through everybody?
They had some dumb penalties the other night.
Yeah, they were astounded that they were a 5 seed. They should be in the top 4 for crying out loud.
Right. They also have, by the way, if you're looking for like local angles too, they have a fun U.S. division influx. Ethan Bear was a great player for Seattle for a number of years. Kyler Yamamoto played for Spokane. He's a lot of fun. I think he's a local kid too, Northwest kid. And then, of course, Caleb Jones, the younger Jones brother, is a defenseman for Edmonton. So they got a fun U.S. division
WHL influx. If you want to root for a Winterhawk heavy team, then the Blue Jackets are your squad. Oliver Bjorkstrand,
Seth Jones,
and I thought they had another one too.
Well, Dubinsky was there for a number of years. Is he still there, or has he moved on?
I think he has moved on or retired.
Okay. Yeah, they had a number of Winterhawk players over the years. They still got two pretty key ones. So there you go. There's some hot hockey talk for you. But it's fun tonight. What are you most excited for this weekend? I know if I made you watch one thing, it would be the PGA Championship.
Yeah,
is that what you're most excited for?
Yeah, this weekend it'll be the PGA when it gets serious. This course looks, they've done a fantastic job, and I love this because if guys can put it in the fairway, they have a chance to score. If you don't put it in the fairway, you're toast.
Right.
And that's the sort of thing I like to see. The fairways are not, they're not egregious. There's some trees, but the trees aren't in the way of what you're trying to do. A lot of cypress trees. Mm-hmm. But if you hit it sideways, you're in trouble.
Right.
And you're scrambling just to make a par. If you can put it in the fairway, you have a chance to make some birdies.
Yeah, that was the thing. I remember when Jack ranted about changing the golf ball and guys are hitting it too far. I understand the frustration from his angle. I do, and he has been on that crusade for a long time. But this was my main argument, is essentially that there are other ways to make a course more challenging. If you hit it in the fairway, it doesn't matter if it's 320 or 360, you're still going to have good scoring chances. You got to punish guys for missing fairways. And when you don't cut it up to the next level and you allow guys to spray it all over the place and still score and get clean shots in, that's when you're going to get 24 under par winning a tournament. So I'm with you. It is amazing to watch guys struggle. They'll be approaching balls that they miss, that are in that rough cut that you can't even see it.
Yeah,
it's a bit of a U.S. Open kind of vibe in that regard. So
Jason Day is
really
striping
tough.
It right now. He's just putting things right in the middle of fairways. And then, it doesn't matter. I mean, even if these guys have 180 yards they're still putting a 7-iron in their hand from a buck 80. They can control the flight and distance and all that sort of stuff.
I just chuckle about some of the pin locations too, but it's going to be fun this week, and I'm with you. That's probably what I am most excited for, PGA Championship. You also have Blazer back-to-back games starting tomorrow against the Clippers.
Yeah. Blazers
get the Sixers on
Sunday.
They
need to split. Winning both of them in a back-to-back situation I think might be a big ask.
That's a cherry on top if it happens.
If the Clippers lay down for them, then you might be able to do it. I don't know what to expect from that Sixers team. Ben Simmons is out. We're pretty sure of that. But
yeah, he's got a dislocated kneecap, and the people don't know if he's going to come back at all. Yeah, like how long that takes.
But Embiid is a difficult guy for them to guard.
That's big having Nurkic back, at least. He's not going to be able to stop him. But.
Yeah. But again, if, as off as a few guys were with their shots in the Denver game, if they ever get all those guys, if Melo, Trent, Dame, CJ are all on fire on the same night, they can score 150 points.
Yeah, you can blow somebody out. They could use that Saturday. If the Clippers take it easy, you got back-to-back games, you get a chance to pull away. Don't let a B squad for the Clippers hang around. If you got Kawhi and Paul George playing limited minutes, put them away.
Is Lapdance Lou back?
Lapdance Lou is back. I think he's played one or two games. Okay. Yeah, he's out of his quarantine.
I think I stole that from Colin, but that was pretty good.
He is back playing again. We asked the listeners what they're most excited for this weekend. 62%, not surprisingly, said the Blazers this weekend. We could come back Monday and talk about them nearly having the 8 seed locked up. I mean, it's going to be a big one for them. We'll keep you up to date. Let me take one final look. Memphis pulling away from OKC. They're up by 20 now towards the end of the third quarter. So it looks like Memphis, if they get that win, they'll move back a game ahead of Portland for the 8 seed because it's a half game difference right now. So that would be a huge win for Memphis to pull that one off. I'm not sure if OKC is resting guys or not. But Portland has a chance. I mean, you get two wins this weekend, that's going to go a long ways to solidifying your playoff chances.
Paul Gallinari, Gilgeous Alexander, Dort, Noel, we're in the starting lineup. So
they're not taking the night off. That's a good win for Memphis. Good for them.
I think they're playing. They're just not making anything.
Yeah, they hadn't won a game yet, so they need that one. So Blazers, 62%. 26% of you said the PGA Championship. 6% baseball and 5% said the Stanley Cup. We asked, how are you feeling about Gary Trent Jr. right now after he continues to dominate? 7-10, I believe, from three last night. 46% of you, all in. All in. He's a stud. I love it. 37% say you're excited, but you need to see more. 13% cautiously optimistic. And 1% say you're not buying it. I went with the excited, but I need to see more. Because we've seen some second-round guys over the years that have gotten hot and had their moments and kind of become a fan favorite. I am very optimistic about him, but you just want to see it continue and for him to continue to have an impact on the game. You don't need to shoot 65% from three. That's too tall of an ask, but continue to play well. We also asked, where do you think Portland ends up in the conclusion of the eight games? 87% of you now saying that they will get the eight seed in the Western Conference. So there you go. Good little show. If you miss any of it, Les Schwab Tires Podcast, 1080thefan.com is where you can find it. We have Mike Richmond on to talk Blazers and asked him where he's building that Gary Trent Jr. statue. And then Kyle Bonagura of ESPN joined us as well. Thank you for being a part of our Friday. Check the podcast, 1080thefan.com, at Dirt and Sprague and at 1080 The Fan. We'll talk to you Monday at noon. Number one's next, listening to 1080 The Fan. Find it. Come on.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.